Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It's Monday, November 23rd, and it's the week of Thanksgiving. And I've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to you. You know, is this one of your favorite times of the year, holidays?
You know what? I think it kind of wanes. It waxes and wanes every year. This year, I'm especially excited because I am excited to have a smaller thing this year, you know, not as many people around. And I'm especially excited for that because I get to do the majority of the cooking.
All right.
And I love to be in the kitchen and experiment, play around recipes and cook a lot. So, yeah, definitely something that I'm excited for, looking forward to this year, kind of taking the reins in the kitchen. What about you?
Are you thinking about doing something like real traditional, the turkey, the casseroles of some sort?
No, I think we're going to elevate every component of the meal. So, you know, I say that now, yeah. We'll see if it happens, but that's the goal, you know, like a pumpkin pie, like donut,
nice.
Something, you know, like bougie.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I support that. That's great.
What's your favorite dish of Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm from the Midwest, so most of our meals are pretty hearty. I don't know. I really like stuffing, like a sausage stuffing of some sort. I like, you know, but I think it's just the collection of all of them together. It's just like a mass of just like slop on my on my plate. Just like, you got sweet potatoes, you have stuffing, you have turkey, you have gravy, you got cranberries, you got all these different things. So I think it's a combination of everything.
Yeah, I will say my least favorite part of the meal is the turkey.
Yeah,
and you know, not to discredit my grandma, she's a great cook, but just the turkey never comes out moist. You can slather all the gravy you want, but I'd rather, you know, save more room for sweet potatoes or green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Big fan of both of those, you know, the rolls too.
Oh, the whole thing.
I'm so hungry thinking about it, but we should probably talk about the weather, right?
Yeah. I think we probably should. We could do a whole episode about Thanksgiving food, but
I know. Well, this week is actually shaping up to be all right. After we get through the first half with some wet weather, it does kind of slow down and dry up just in time for Thanksgiving Thursday. So I think overall should be a nice week, but we do have a little bit of rainfall to get through before the holiday. So all of the rain seems to be coming the first half of the week, Tuesday night, especially into Wednesday.
Yeah, and you never know with November. It could have ended up raining the whole week. So it's nice that we actually have some potential for, you know, a few dry days, especially on, you know, maybe Thanksgiving and heading into Friday. But we are starting off the week a bit damp. We had a little front moving through this morning, bringing some rain and some mountain snow. I think there were some nice views of Mount Hood Meadows and Timberline with some fresh snow this morning, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it didn't start snowing again or picking up in those flurries until we hit about 8 or 9 and the sun actually popped up. But the cameras were showing a good amount of snow blowing up towards Mount Hood Meadows. So it's really cool to see the early season snow that we've gotten. It's been, you know, well over 3 feet of new snow over the last 2 to 3 weeks, which is fantastic for resorts that are, you know, setting their opening dates to this week. And, and even some resorts in Washington have already opened. So I was seeing a couple of my friends on the ski lifts, and they're riding up and skiing down. So it's about that time. And we are just days away. If you are a skier, I'm sure you are so excited about it. And the good news is that snow should taper off today, but we get another round of it this week before the actual opening date. Timberline announced that this Wednesday is opening day.
Yeah, so for Timberline, yep.
That is perfect timing for our second front that arrives tomorrow afternoon. That'll bring rain to the valley and a good amount of snow out towards Mount Hood again.
That's right, yeah. And I think Mount Hood Meadows is supposed to get going on the 30th, I think.
Yeah, that's next Monday.
Yeah.
I feel like they do have a good amount of snow up there. They have been harvesting, and they're really excited about their operations. Within, you know, that stands by the COVID protocols. They feel it's going to be safe. They've been pushing a lot of snow around, yet they still set their date and moved it back to Monday instead of Black Friday.
Instead of Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so
they were busy
they
all weekend. I saw them out there.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. So they're very excited to start their season, but ended up holding off. This Monday, November 30th, is when they'll open. So you can pick and choose, but good to see that it's, you know, starting to be the ski season these days as that snow continues to fall. So I do want to bring up, as we see that snow falling on Mount Hood, some could potentially reach the passes too. Wednesday morning, even Tuesday night. So we could see, you know, a good amount of inches stacking up through Government Camp again, and Willamette and Santiam Pass too. They sit a little bit higher than Government Camp.
Yeah, so that means, you know, just moving about the states if you're doing anything, you know, across the passes and you want to do some minimal traveling, you'll probably deal with some snow because of that system that's going to arrive midweek. And that's probably going to carry over to, like, I-84 over towards Pendleton, through the pass over there at Meacham Pass, and traveling maybe from Pendleton to Baker City, that area. That section of the state can get kind of dicey as far as traveling goes on I-84. So, I think there'll probably be some small issues with traveling. But it does look like the snow levels are dropping too low as we go through the week.
Yeah, not too much. Maybe down to like 3,500 feet. So much of the snow coming Tuesday night throughout Wednesday will stick up to the foothills and over the passes, and then the high desert on the east side, like you mentioned. So there could be some travel impacts for the holiday, you know, the day or two before we hit Thanksgiving Day. So keep that in mind if you still do decide to travel. Could be a little dicey at times over the passes, but then things pretty much calm down, you know, by Thanksgiving. That system has kind of worked out the door. High pressure is setting up a bit, and that's going to keep us a little drier.
Right.
So, you know, if you're still going to toss a football around outside, I think we'll see a pretty nice day for it.
Yeah, it looked a little cloudy, but it didn't look like it was going to be too wet, you know. And with that high pressure moving in, you may think we're going to get maybe a little bit warmer, but I think our temperatures don't fluctuate all that much. We'll probably just sit in the upper 40s, I think.
Which is just about normal for this point in November.
Yeah. It's not going to be an extremely cold or extremely warm Thanksgiving. Should be right there in the sweet spot. So some nice sleeping weather, maybe post meal.
Yeah. Keeping it cozy inside, setting up the Christmas tree and all of the stockings. You know what's funny? In my household, I share it with Emily Burris. We're roommates, if you guys didn't know that. But she has already set up the tree. So there
the
is a
going.
Tree.
Wow.
Yeah. She is the decor queen. So it looks great. And I'm all for the Christmas vibes.
Yeah.
You're going to be
listening to Christmas music while making Thanksgiving bougie, you know, meals.
Exactly. I know.
That's cool.
So it's a good time to be in. And it looks fairly dry through the weekend, too, at least Friday. Saturday, some models, the earlier morning runs this morning, were pointing to just a splash, you know, through Portland. So could see some damp weather to start. And as we move forward into the week, we could see those models adjusting a bit more and pulling that rain, you know, out of the region. But just wanted to throw out that slight threat for some light showers on Saturday morning, and then Sunday still looks fairly dry. I think we'll see some active weather maybe the following week, but yeah, not too bad.
The long range is pushing maybe some more rain in early December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think one of the good things is that we're probably going to hit our average for our rain this year for November. That's good, because last year it was so dry, you know. We were coming into this in a drought still, so the rain's been nice, and the little pockets of dry time that we have fallen on, you know, some on weekends. Looks like we're gonna have some on Thanksgiving,
a holiday.
So
yeah.
You know, it's worked out this month, I think.
And right now our rain totals are over 4 inches. I think we're sitting at about 4 inches 4.35 inches, which is about a third of an inch, around that area of above normal rain. So it has been wet, and you're right. You know, it's nice to see these dry days on, you know, at sometimes a holiday.
And, you know, you're probably doing something small for Thanksgiving, but it's nice that it's dry, that you can maybe, you know, hang out outside, or, you know,
kind of walk off the turkey.
Walk off the turkey. And so it's going to be a nice week, I think. I was just thinking about, you know, maybe thunderstorms or some heavier showers leading up to Thanksgiving. And, yeah, we may have a little bit on Tuesday or Wednesday, but I don't think we're in store for a super active fall weather week overall. I think it's just going to be some heavier rain maybe here or there, but nothing too bad.
Yeah, so far this November, we have seen a couple weeks that were filled with potential windstorms, and we even saw an EF0 tornado about almost 2 weeks ago now. So, yeah, we can certainly get active weather. I do think we'll see some foggy moments this week, too. So a chance for some maybe heavy showers throughout Wednesday. We'll watch for active weather, and then I do see some fog back in the mix by Friday.
Yeah, I would say so. If there's any like thunderstorms, I think the best chance would maybe be Wednesday for the coast. But
yeah, I agree.
Overall, it doesn't seem to be too active or too high of a threat this week.
Yeah, so fairly calm week, but we will see some wet moments on Tuesday night, Wednesday, and then things kind of dry up for the holiday. And I think this month's rain totals are certainly on par for La Nina, which is what we are heading into for the wintertime. So that tends to give us, you know, more moisture across the Pacific Northwest and colder moments too, colder than normal temperatures on average. So seems like November is kind of fitting the bill there.
Yeah, we'll see if it carries over through our November too.
December. Yeah.
So we'll see if we get that. But if you're interested in that, we have some articles and some other stuff on the website. So
we do. Yes.
If you haven't checked
lots
them out
of
yet,
information.
If you haven't checked them out yet, you gotta check them out.
I think our next podcast will be a winter preview coming next month. So we'll talk about the likelihood of snow and what we tend to see every winter and how it's changed over the decades. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of good information if you are excited about snow. You can either get your hopes up or have them crushed. So
yeah, that's
tune
right
into that podcast. that will launch next month. But yeah, hopefully everyone enjoys their Thanksgiving, has some good food, gets to Zoom relatives. I know this year is tough because we're still in a pandemic and we're all really trying to fight it as best we can. And, you know, we have to sacrifice some of our personal moments with family, but you're doing it for the greater good, and still hope you get to eat some good turkey and all your favorite side dishes on Thursday.
Just to quickly go back to that, I, you know, I'm kind of with you about the turkey. We never explored like deep fried, or, you know, you see the, you know, like the things, we just classic, you know, roasting that turkey. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I've always wanted to try a deep fried turkey. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear it's dangerous, but I do see a lot of chefs doing it, you know, in a safe way. Yeah. Is there anyone in your family that is adamant about being the one who roasts the turkey? Like, they have to do it?
I mean, my mom does it, yeah. Maybe it's a tandem effort with my mom and my dad, but mostly my mom takes care of a lot of that. So she does a good job.
Yeah, moms tend to do a good job. Awesome. Well, hopefully you get to eat some good food too, Joseph, and all you listeners out there, eat up as we head into this Thanksgiving week, and we'll catch you in the next podcast on Monday. See you later.
Coming soon on the Coin Podcast Network.
There's one story that haunts me.
Ken Martin was 54 years old, and then there was Barbara Martin, who was 48. The oldest was Barbie, followed by Virginia, and then Susan, who was 10.
A father, mother, and three daughters have vanished.
The primary theory at the time was that it was an accident. Both girls had holes in their skulls.
When we find the car in the Columbia River, we will find the Martin family and we will solve this case.
Keep an ear out for that story coming soon, and check out more great Coin Podcast Network presentations on coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.